This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 64 of Sunday Supplement. With
me... Go on, make the joke.
No,
go on.
I don't know.
Go on. Because you're nearly that old anyway, and you sound a bit like Ringo Starr.
I don't sound like Ringo Starr. He says Thomas the Tank Engine, like that, and I've never said that.
We could be so happy, you and me.
He wasn't even the best drummer in Beatles.
Oh, that's just John Lennon being a cock.
I think it was McCartney that said it, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was Lennon.
They're all cocks.
If you are John Lennon, ring in and bling, bling. Oh, hang on, we've got a call coming in. Hello, this is John Lennon from the Beatles. I did say that, I did. Now I'm dead.
Why did he suddenly go Yorkshire? Because he's dead, he's got no control over
Everybody's from Yorkshire when they're dead, hence Last of the Summer Wine.
So, I have decided I want my own R2-D2.
What do you mean you've decided? Who wouldn't want their own R2-D2? Let's face it, he could probably, like, convert your chair into a spaceship.
Yeah, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
It would get on your back and plumb you, though.
It has to be the actual R2-D2, complete with sarcasm and trapped dwarf. Otherwise, there's no point in having it.
Yeah.
I've also decided I might make some videos where you subtitle what R2 says, because I think he would be a rude little f***er.
Yeah, but, you know, isn't that what everybody expects? He could be trapped in there and he could be like Quentin Blake or something. Not Quentin Blake, he's the guy who does the drawings. Who do I mean? Somebody...
No idea.
Not Quentin Wilson either, because he's a racist. He's like somebody posh, like, you know...
Quentin Crisp.
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was going through all the Quentins.
It certainly wasn't Tarantino. If Tarantino was inside R2-D2, that would have been a very different
excellent
film.
Yeah, dub over some Pulp Fiction. Talk about some serious shit.
In the scene where he plays Princess Leia's message, it would have just been her feet, because he's got a foot fetish.
Oh, I see. Quentin Tarantino, sorry. Because at the moment, Quentin Tarantino's focused on a lower low with Rob Brydon, and I love it. Okay. I love it. Don't tell me I haven't seen it.
Shush.
You've got to see it in Glorious Bastards. Mainly because you go to the cinema and all the cinemas are decked out like it's 1930s Germany, which is just hello. I went into a cinema, watched a show, came out. The Nazis had taken over. It was great. Even better having a cinema next to a card shop like Clinton Cards, because it's the Jewish New Year. So you get like big Nazi cinema next to a card shop with the Jewish star on the window and a load of people getting confused and smashing stuff.
So did you buy a newspaper?
I did. I bought The Observer.
I thought you were going to get The People because it had a magazine in it about Lego.
Oh, I've got an article maybe about Lego. Damn it. That was going to be my article of farcical. Damn it. Oh, I don't have an article about Lego.
I got The Express. And you're going to say, why did you get The Express?
It's absolutely an awful newspaper. It even came free with another newspaper one week, and you can even get it free because nobody wanted it because it was disgusting and rubbish. And it's on bad quality paper that makes your fingers inky. And it's called The Express, and you like it, so it must be bad.
You always kill me when I have The Express. So I decided I'm going to be like John McClane and just keep getting up. Yeah. So at some point, I'm going to run through broken glass during this episode.
And I'm going to say she's den Fenster at a German guy. He's going to look at me very confused, going, what do you mean by that? And then I'm going to say shoot the glass, and he'll understand me, because being German, he only understands German in English, or English spoken with a German accent.
But apparently Schiestein Fenster is bad German, so that's probably why he didn't understand it.
That's the thing about Rickman, he is a bad German.
Time to decide what we're going to cut out and keep then.
Yes, for he is pig boy. Oh, we must make him work.
I'm not a pig boy.
To work, pig boy.
No, I'm definitely not doing it now then. One day I'm just going to edit your side out of this conversation completely.
What do you mean one day?
It'll just be me going, eh.
That's all you ever do.
I'll sound like R2-D2. Actually, no, I'll sound more like C-3PO. Go, shut up, you stupid shut up.
And go, no, R2.
I don't sound like that.
Yes, you do. You sound a bit like Tony Blair, made out of gold.
I literally had to read my supplements four times to find something worth cutting out.
Really?
And this is what I found. How to eat yourself pregnant.
That's a lot of cum. You'd have to suck cock for years and then have a face baby.
You'd have to evolve some sort of womb in your cheeks.
So you've got to eat yourself pregnant.
Apparently, a balanced diet is the first step to boosting your fertility. And this is all about a nutritionist and holistic therapist.
Well, to be fair, anorexics, right, when they don't eat a lot, all their periods dry up. I wouldn't recommend it as a form of birth control, but you can starve yourself infertile. Yay! I'm really cheering everybody up. I could tell. This is like me at a kid's birthday party. This is why I cannot be a clown.
Apparently, detoxing is an important part of the process. And this is a quote to say why you should detox if you're finding it difficult to get pregnant. It can help someone unblock their tubes.
What?
That's what it says.
So if you've got a blocked ovarian tube, which can kill you,
yeah.
Detox.
Detox.
That's just so stupid. That's more stupid than being stupid. That's stupid.
People are sometimes sceptical about the methods we use, but our approach is very scientific.
I think they're confusing science there with not science. I was trying to think of a really clever thing, but no, it just is bad because it's the confusion between science and anecdotes.
Yeah.
Because it's the whole idea, well, what works for some people might also work for you or might not work for you because we all have our own truths. It's like, well, yeah, that is true. I mean, if Simon took a paracetamol, he'd be in a little coma because he's only very small, right? But if I took a paracetamol, I probably wouldn't even notice it because I'm quite big and I'm proper. Oh, I also saw an article, Simon, that it wasn't in my supplement about how being tall makes you happy.
Yeah, and I also saw that, but that's not true because I went to NHS Choices and they said that study was bogus. Ha ha.
Yeah, but that's just an argument from authority, Simon, saying that NHS Choices. No, NHS Choices are just full of jockeys.
What?
They're full of jockeys. That's all the NHS Choices. It's not the National Health Service choice thing. It's nasty, horsey, small people. That's all it is.
Do you have something better than My Health Matters, How to Eat Yourself Pregnant?
Mine's also a health article, Simon. I've got, can a daily pill really boost your brain power? In America, university students are taking illegally obtained prescription drugs to make them more intelligent. But would you pop a small pill to improve your performance?
Well, it's already been established that if I pop a pill, I'm going to go into some sort of coma.
That is true. But it's all about like the different types of pills that you can get. Because you can get Ritalin and Adderall, which are ADHD prescriptions, right? Mm-hmm. But there are also other things like you can get Provigil, which is for narcolepsy and sleep apnea and stuff. So all these pills which are developed for people with brain disorders are being taken by very healthy people like they're taking coffee. It's a new sort of like culture thing, the idea that you can improve your brain power. So would you, Simon, do drugs if you knew that you could come up with a decent script in, say, 4 hours?
Would I artificially stimulate myself in order to obtain some sort of completion? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Yes, but not possibly in the manner that you mean.
Oh, I just think it's quite interesting because all the ADHD stuff, like Adderall, it basically stops you getting bored and it keeps you focused on one thing, which is great if you're in front of the computer when you do it. But like some kids in this are sort of saying, yeah, occasionally you take it, you just end up reordering your music library for about 6 hours.
I think that it would be a trade-off. I don't think the script produced would be good enough anyway.
That's what they sort of say. Parts of your brains are stimulated, other parts of your brain are less so. Like one guy in here says that he's revisited some of the work he's done on the drugs and he sort of says, well, I've written 2 pages about something I could have done in 2 sentences if I was thinking straight.
I don't know, it just sounds like crap to me. Yeah, it's like when people who smoke pot tell you all their hilarious ideas that are just rubbish and incoherent. Just an excuse to get high in a different way, if you ask me.
I don't think it's like that. I think it's much more about the willingness to perform and this whole idea of the... I mean, she kind of hints at it without going at it too much. It's not like a big sort of like, oh, isn't society rubbish and we've got the wrong pressures. But it is a kind of, you know, the way that we commercialise and we actually consume our own lives in a series of events and we have to cram in as much experience as possible because each experience is a commodity in of itself. And therefore, you have to be on top of your game all the time because the pressures to succeed is extremely high. I was just sat there going, I want some drugs. I want to see what it's like. And I was thinking that's a bad thing because I shouldn't do drugs. Caffeine is a bit much for me.
Yeah, so yours is kind of quite a balanced discussion as to whether something is good or bad. And mine is a load of crap that someone's pushed out of their own bottom. So let's say that you win that one then. Let's play Article or Farcical then. I don't know if I want to this week.
Why?
I always lose.
No, you don't.
Well, often I lose. And it gets to a point in my life where I just think, what's the point? And
you look at the end of a pencil and break it. I know.
The end of a biro is a good bit of engineering. It's a good point, well made.
Jesus.
Yeah, all right, fine. Just get on with it then, if you're so important and clever and funny.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to play Arsicle or Farsicle, but there is a twist.
Oh, exciting.
Because normally I read out three articles from the paper that I bought and then make up a whole other article. But this time I'm going to use a cheat.
Oh.
Because I opened up my Observer. And as well as the Observer Sports Monthly, the Observer Magazine, the New York Times, all the different escape supplements and that, I also had a supplement called Celebs on Sunday, the Sunday Mirror magazine, which was in there.
They'd stuffed it in the wrong packet.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if you can tell which are articles from, like, the proper one.
Oh, okay.
And which one is from the non-proper one.
So they're all real, but I've got to say which one's from Celebs.
Yeah, and it's going to be really hard, really difficult, this.
Okay.
A Drug Lord's Legacy. Hippos on the Loose.
Basically, he's got a load of hippos on his mansion or something, and they've escaped. That's quite cool.
Pretty much. It's Colombian hippos.
You think
as well.
Be mules.
Lego is moving beyond blocks.
I love Lego.
I love Lego too. Do you know what Lego actually means?
Yes, but I forget.
Well, what year was Lego founded, Simon?
It would have been when plastic injection was, so 54, 55.
Nope. You're 2 decades out.
Oh, 35 then.
No, 32.
Okay. So what does it mean? I saw this on James May, but I can't remember.
It means leg got, which is play well.
Play well, that's right, yes.
Another one is a coveted passage.
And that's about what?
That's about Arctic ice melting, so you can get new routes through. The bonuses of global warming, get to North Korea really quickly. They're sending out ships right now. How cool is that? I'm very excited. Are you excited, Simon?
No, not really.
I'm excited because you get to go through the ice at the north. So basically, we're now really close to like Russia, and we're now really close to like Japan.
We're no closer.
We are closer because we can get there the other way.
We're not closer, are we? It's just a shortcut now.
In time.
Well, depends how you measure distance, doesn't it? Do you measure it by actual geography or by time?
You measure it by speed. Distance equals speed over time.
No, that's wrong.
No. Speed, distance over time. Sharp!
And finally.
Is this an article or is it not a farcical but something in the Sunday Mirror? Bums, bingo wings and bellies. Fix your wobbly bits, or if not, cheat it.
Now, have you laid a cunning trap for me?
Ooh, that's a point. I might have done. Am I double bluffing you, Simon? Am I? Am I really?
Bingo wings is possibly a scornful observerism, but I'm going to say bums and bingo wings and all the other things you said is the one that's from Celeb.
It's not Celeb, it's Celebs on Sunday. Show respect for the journalist, Simon.
Sorry, Celebs.
On Sunday. And he actually got a big picture of Jenny Wallace holding her breath and sticking out her tush. She was the woman who said, "I am your mother," in a sort of Darth Vader-like moment on EastEnders.
I've won, haven't I? Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes!
It was a very difficult task, Simon, but I took pity on you.
Time to delve into the mailbag, and I'm not even going to make a dirty pun.
Really?
No.
But you said mailbag.
I know, but no, I'm not saying anything. Ashley says that we should never, ever fall asleep with this podcast playing on your iPod. I woke up at 5 a.m. with you and Izzy whittering in my ears, knowing you'd been in my dreams. All night. All night.
But I'm in everybody's dreams, and if I catch you, I can and will kill you.
You're not Freddy.
I am.
So basically, if Ashley's asleep now, we can really fuck with his head. Izzy, why have you got a giraffe on your head?
I've got a giraffe on my head because if it comes off my head, it will turn into a vampire bat and rape Ashley.
Wake up, Ashley!
Oh, that was horrible. That really actually quite scared me just then, you saying that. It's like, wake up. Because, like, when people tell me to wake up, occasionally I have a little paradox thing in my head where I go, am I asleep? And then I think, oh, and occasionally it happens where I am.
Just stop talking.
We've got loads of shouts out to go to, because before I decided to record this, I thought, I'm gonna get...
Sorry, before you decided to record this?
Yes.
As if it's your choice.
Of course it's my choice. It's not like you beat me. I beat you every week. However, you don't beat me into doing something I don't want to do. I am the winner.
Thanks for clarifying that I don't actually physically abuse you.
Ow! Ow! You hurt me. Right, so we got lots of shout-outs. I've got a shout-out to Mr. Grant Sharkey, who says, holla! I got from Teaking Doll. Give a shout out to Tam London. Yeah, holla Tam London. That's coming up soon, isn't it?
That's in a couple of weeks.
I haven't got my badge yet. Also, shout out to Fat Lils or Lil Fat Comedy Club. Big shout out to Dudley Scarrett, who has his own podcast. Check him out on Facebook. Kevin Wakely says shout, shout, shout. Yeah, so we're getting loads of shouting. I think they're just shouting at me, Simon. I don't like
Good.
It.
This is kind of supplement related, but not. I did a tweet saying that I was being followed by someone called Aura Healing and Pet Psychics UK, which, why would they be following me? I don't know. And Patrick said that, oh, you should try typing Raelians into a tweet and see who ends up following you there.
Mm.
Do you know what Raelians are?
Are they like Scientology things?
Well, they're people who believe that aliens came down to Earth.
On rails tracks.
Pretty much, yeah.
They're Raelians. They're not aliens, except they use trains.
So without even saying Raelians in any of my tweets, one of them started following me, which is like pretty spooky.
Cool.
So I said to Patrick that it's a bit weird they started following me, and he said his job's done now, but he said he did like the idea that a cult member is following him.
Ooh.
Which makes me their leader.
I had Stephen Green following me for a bit.
Ooh.
And then I blocked him because I was a bit scared.
And then Patrick asked me what cult would I start.
Ooh, a yak cult. Worship the yaks in yogurt form.
Well, no, I said supplementalism.
And oh,
yes. That our commandments would be called Simon Says. And he said, no, that would be bad. He foresees an inevitable split.
Yes.
And he said it would be called the Izzism Schism. I'm a sucker for a rhyme.
You are a sucker for a rhyme all the time. It's sublime.
So if you want to write to us, there are far too many ways to list. Sundaypodcast@hotmail.com, Twitter, Sidon, or Izzy_Lawrence.
But you can get both of those on our...
From our website, which is sundaysupplement.com. Facebook us via our Facebook group and all that.
But it'd be great if you guys can tell a few people if you like the podcast.
Yeah. Just tell one person, really. That's all we ask. Recommend us to one person each week.
Yeah, that would be good.
I written a joke. Cookie Cutter. That's the Sesame Street episode about self-harm.
Oh, dear.
So, it's time to... What are we going to talk about next?
Well, I figure, right, because there's so much. There's so bloody much.
No, there's nothing.
There is nothing. Yeah,
there's
so
nothing.
Much.
There's literally nothing.
There's not literally nothing, because you can't have nothing in a vacuum, even in a vacuum, because you still have the elemental particles in there, and even they have more to say than your paper.
I could do a joke.
Go on then, do a joke.
St. Elmo's Fire. That's the Sesame Street episode about martyrdom. Yeah. Should we move on?
Yeah, so what I suggest is we get paper, all right, one of our supplements. So pick a supplement. How many supplements have you got?
One.
Just one?
The Express is shit. It hasn't even got colour photos in the main newspaper.
So I've got The Review, The Observer Sports Monthly, Medium Business, or The Observer Magazine. Pick one, Simon.
Medium Business.
Medium Business. Okay, now pick a page from 1 to... from 1 to 18, pick a number.
13.
Oh, unlucky for some. Right, so you go to page...
You can go from 1 to 82.
Ooh, then I will pick 47.
47. Oh, God.
We're going to call this supplement the Randomizer Skyzer.
Okay.
I've got one called Cash! And it says, why taking in lodgers is a bad move when it comes to home insurance.
Oh, God, is it another one of those? I had another one of those this week as well about how to improve your home and put the driveway out to rent.
Yeah, but this says don't do that.
They've got a twist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Homeowners who are about to welcome student lodgers as the university term begins might unwittingly be invalidating their home insurance, leaving property and possessions at risk. Now that is sexy. Right there.
You think that's sexy? I've got Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Ooh.
That is sexy. And he's got a recipe for... It doesn't even say what the recipe is. It doesn't have a name for it. But it's got a picture of it. And I'm not joking... It looks like a piece of his own sliced poo.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
Anthony Worrell Thompson's the little dwarf one from Lord of the Rings, isn't he?
Yeah.
He had this whole thing about healthy eating once, and somebody picked up on a recipe that he'd done for Snickers pie, which is literally just toffee and peanuts and chocolate in a pie, which had more than your daily recommended amount of calories per slice.
Oh.
Which sounds amazingly fit. You can get pizza from Domino's, which is more than your recommended daily calories. And that's the one with the stuffed crust and everything. And I want one and I want to sleep in it. Amazing. All that cheesy goo. Oh.
Don't be dirty.
No, I'm not talking about Worrell Thompson. I was talking about living in a pizza.
That's the same thing. Covered in cheesy goo is the same as living inside Anthony Worrell Thompson.
You got to slice his belly open and get in there before the winter sets in.
Oh, yeah. No, that would be cool.
Star Trek as well as Star Wars, you know.
Star Trek?
Yeah.
When does Han Solo use a lightsaber to cut open a tauntaun in Star Trek?
It wasn't Han Solo. It was the one, was it Star Trek 4 or something? It's when Captain Kirk and Spock are cold and they're in a prison. Aren't they in a prison?
They don't climb inside the innards of an alien.
They slice something open and get warm. I'm sure they do.
Star Trek VI, Undiscovered Country, does not feature any kind of clambering inside alien mammals.
Oh, okay, but you have a sexy alien who's a bit Russian, giving them all a spliff, which is excellent.
Yeah, and you have an alien who's got his testicles on his knees.
That's true.
Which is the best place for them. That's why they like praying on that planet.
I think Ronaldo has his testicles on his knees, because his knees are the balls.
That doesn't make any sense. Well, there you go. That's our new section. What was it called?
The Randomizer Skyzer.
One day, our humdongers are going to go floppy and we're going to have to kind of just roll over on our sides and pretend nothing ever happened.
Oh, Simon. Are you suffering from a bit of erectile dysfunction at the moment?
Bird's Eye Custard. That is the Sesame Street episode about wet dreams.
Bird's Eye Custard is just custard from above. Or a dove. Ooh.
Don't. My humdogger, I'm not joking, this is true. I think the author of this short story was taking the mick out of the Express by calling it eating out. A little bit dirty.
I see why you think that's dirty.
It's a short story about Jose's paella or Carmen's calamari. Claire and Andy just couldn't decide where to eat, and the competition between the restaurants looked fierce. I didn't read it because after the first sentence, my eyes literally melted. I've got no eyes left. I'm like that man at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ugh. Yeah. Kind of, you know, with a whip.
No. So what's your humdonger, and is it floppy or quite proud?
Well, it's this much I know. Yoko Ono, artist, 76, London.
And what does Yoko Ono know? That's fun to say. Say that again, that's fun. What does Yoko Ono know? Say it, it's fun.
No. Yoko Ono, no.
Wasn't Yoko Ono a small robot, you know?
One of my favourite songs
What's one of your favourite songs?
It's by Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, I like Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
They're naked and bare.
Especially when they're hairy men. I love
that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
No. When they're Cameron Diaz.
No. The Bare Naked Ladies. It's a song called You Can Be My Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono, Ono. And it's basically saying that you can split up my band because I love you so much, even though you're crap. And they do an impression of Yoko singing, which is like...
Which is much the same way as you sing.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't claim to be a Ponzi artist married to John Lennon.
Well, you claim to be a Ponzi artist.
Yes, that is true.
So what does she have to say for herself? Do I care?
When I became 70, I started to see that every week I was learning something.
She learned one thing a week.
One a week.
She's obviously been reading the supplements. I've learned nothing doing this. In 64 episodes, I've learned nothing.
This is probably the most revolting thing in this humdonger, though. My earliest memory is slipping out from my mother's thighs and looking at surgical instruments on a table in an operating theatre.
Bollocks!
Many people do remember their births, but they deny it.
bollocks.
If you remembered your birth, you would never look at your mother again.
That's utter crap. That's some new age Ponzi crap going, oh, yeah, you can remember everything. I can probably remember being in the womb. It was in my mother's mouth. She ate herself pregnant.
When my mother had a cup of coffee, I my heartbeat increased tenfold. That probably happens, actually. Caffeinated babies.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week.
And it's me.
And it's Izzy.
Yes, it is Izzy, because not only did I get like a free mirror one, which is a bit crap, called Celeb, so I've got that covered. And I appreciate that I'm probably the only person in the country with that, but it's still me, and I am the most important of all of you. Also, I have the New York Times supplement edition, with the massive headline being a coveted passage.
So you said not only have you got those. What other reasons do you have for winning?
Well, I have many more supplements than you, and they're all coloured in and beautiful and glossy. And I had that whole thing on drugs and whether you should take drugs to be cleverer.
Sorry, I thought you were actually going to give me an interesting reason why you should win, but it turns out you're not, so that's fine. The reason you win is because the Express never wins. That's the law. That is one of the fundamental founding principles of Sunday Supplement.
It's like, if that was gone against, then we'd have to question the universe nature of existence.
Yeah, we'd have to perhaps conclude that Scientologists are right and that homeopathy does work.
Well, I don't think Scientologists believe in homeopathy, do they?
I wasn't making a correlation.
If I was a Scientologist, I would say, that's really unfair. You have besmirched my decent reputation as being a bit of a c***.
You can't say that. We had to take a whole episode down when you said that last time.
Okay, we'll just bleep the word c***.
Okay.
It sounds a bit like c***s anyway.
I don't think you won. You can't win just by virtue of me losing. It can't work that way.
I think you're fine. If we're on the Serengeti Plain, Simon, and I'm a lion and you're a gazelle and you are lame and rubbish and I come over and I eat you, in that situation, even if I'm a really rubbish lion, I've still done that, I still win. And I'm not a rubbish lion because I've got good articles about Lego.
You're talking about it from the perspective of if the nature documentary was about the lions that week. If it was about the gazelles that week, I would be the hero with my lameness and I'd be trying to escape you. So everyone
would
be rooting
fail,
for me.
So I'd still win.
No.
I mean, it's like, sorry, but Stalin was a winner.
What?
Everybody looks at history and they say, oh, Stalin was an evil man, but he did win.
What did he win?
He won Russia.
He did not win. He wasn't playing Risk.
He was. Oh, that is exactly what he was doing. He played Risk and he won. I only played Risk a couple of times, and in the end, because I wasn't winning, I just accidentally blew all the pieces off the board.
Join us next week. We'll be here at some point doing stuff.
We'll be here. Have cheer. We'll be here. Have a beer.
No fear. Don't leer.
Don't shed a tear. We'll be here in your dreams.
Wake up, Ashley.
Wake up. Write to us.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Will.